It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That's not just the lyric in a holiday carol. It's what H. Sterling Burnett of the Heartland Institute said when he heard about President-elect Trump's pick to head the Environmental Protection Agency. The Heartland Institute is a conservative and staunchly anti-climate science group. Trump's choice is Scott Pruitt, Attorney General of Oklahoma and a fierce critic of EPA regulations and the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. Many environmental groups and others are outraged over Pruitt's nomination. Michael Brune, executive director of the Sierra Club, said it's, quote, like putting an arsonist in charge of fighting fires. Joe Wirtz is a reporter at State Impact Oklahoma, where he reports on the intersection of government, industry, and natural resources. Joe, what's Pruitt's track record as attorney general in Oklahoma, and why is it causing such vehement reactions?
So shortly after Pruitt was elected attorney general here in Oklahoma, he started this unit within his office called the Federalism Unit to do, as he describes, to fight against the federal government, to fight against its overreach, and to fight back against unwarranted regulation. So he's, you know, really made it a mission to push back against the Obama administration and the EPA, push back against environmental regulations, climate change rules. You know, he really sees these rules and these regulations that have come from the EPA in the last few years as an overstep.
Pruitt's been a leader in the court case to stop the federal Clean Power Plan, the Obama administration's signature climate policy that limits carbon emissions. And he has been described as having a close relationship with the oil and gas industry. How does that translate into how he might run the Environmental Protection Agency?
He's really been a principal architect of this sort of concerted legal effort from attorneys general in other states to put up a legal fight against Obama and against the EPA. You know, he has very close ties to the fossil fuel industry. Oil and gas is the number one industry here in Oklahoma, and oil and gas are big supporters of him as far as political contributions go. And, you know, he's collaborated with oil and gas companies to push back against the EPA, which is unusual. The oil and gas companies have signed on as parties in his lawsuits. And, you know, in some cases, New York Times investigation showed that, you know, he was taking talking points from the industry. And Pruitt has been unapologetic about that, saying, look, it's a big interest. They're one of the parties that's affected by these EPA regulations. And I'm not ashamed to work with them and fight for them.
Right. Attorneys general are often the enforcers of environmental regulations and protections.
That's right.
So how could, you know, his actions in the past foretell what might happen at EPA over the next 4 years?
Well, it remains to be seen. Clearly, a lot of people see this pick as a crystal clear signal that Trump intends to tear apart a lot of Obama's environmental legacy. He's somewhat limited on what he can do and what he can undo, you know, that's already on the books. But, you know, he could have a lot of power to slow roll and soften the blow of some of these already existing regulations and to block new ones coming down the pipeline. There are people here in Oklahoma that say, you know, Pruitt does, you know, have a history of tackling complicated issues. There was a big sort of water fight in Oklahoma that had a lot of powerful parties with different interests, cities and the state and Indian tribes, you know, supporters here say that he was good about listening and building a consensus from all these different parties.
Is it fair to call him a climate denier?
He certainly cast doubt on climate change, certainly said that the verdict is not entirely in.
What chance, if any, does the Clean Power Plan have of surviving?
That's a great question. I mean, its fate is still in the hands of the Supreme Court. Pruitt has sued the EPA and certainly joined lawsuits against the EPA over the Clean Power Plan, over regional haze. Some of those attempts have been unsuccessful and some have gained traction. He's given a lot of testimony before Senate subcommittees and up on Capitol Hill, done a lot of interviews against the Clean Power Plan, against the EPA. He's an opponent, to be sure.
Besides being against the Clean Power Plan, what other pro-industry and what might be seen as anti-environment stances has he taken over the years?
He's certainly been critical of U.S. Fish and Wildlife and endangered species designation and you know, threatened species designation, been critical of methane rules and regulations. That matches other areas that he's pushed back against the federal government on Obamacare, on other issues like that. So he has a long track record of fighting the feds. That's really made him popular among conservatives. He'll fight the feds in any arena that, you know, that he can.
But now he's going to be the feds.
Now he's going to be the feds. I mean, he's essentially going to be picked, pending Senate confirmation, of course, to lead the very agency he's sort of made a name for himself fighting. You know, it remains to be seen what it's going to, you know, what it's going to look like. I think some of it will depend on how these court cases come out. But, you know, his supporters say he's a reformer. He comes from a very specific legal perspective. You know, he's bound by the law, even if he does have a different interpretation of it, and knows that in order to get the result he wants, he's going to have to build a consensus. And that means bringing a lot of people and a lot of parties to the table. It'll be interesting to see how big that table is and who's invited to it.
Well, Joe, thanks.
Thank you.
Joe Wirtz is a reporter at State Impact Oklahoma. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.